We begin on campus, or just off it, rather. A great night for UNC on Saturday turned into a controversial one as hundreds of fans ignored COVID warnings and rushed Franklin Street after Carolina's win over Duke. We will recap that Duke win when we get to sports. UNC officials say the Student Affairs Department got hundreds of complaints after photos and videos on social media showed a large crowd Saturday night, many of them without masks. WNCN reports Chapel Hill police have not yet issued any citations for COVID violations from that event, but UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz issued a statement saying UNC plans to, quoting now, investigate this incident and work with local authorities to pursue consequences. So more on that likely to come. Compounding the issue is the fact that in-person classes are set to resume today on campus. In a message to the campus community, Chancellor Guskowitz and Provost Bob Bluen said UNC has taken many steps to ensure safety, smaller class sizes, twice weekly testing, and more. But given Saturday night's events, faculty members will now have the option of keeping their classes online until next Wednesday, the 17th, if they choose. UNC, by the way, reports 503 students and 107 staff members have tested positive since testing began on campus in January, and that includes 87 new cases last week. COVID-19 numbers are still trending in the right direction statewide, with now less than 2,400 North Carolinians in the hospital, though the state will hit another grim milestone this week. We'll pass 10,000 total deaths from the virus. That may happen as early as today. More and more residents are also getting vaccinated, but as 97.9 The Hill's Ava Pukach reports, supplies of the vaccine are still highly limited across the state and here in our community, too.
For 3 weeks in a row, Orange County received no first dose vaccine allocations. Orange County Health Department said that it might take weeks or even months to schedule an appointment for the vaccine. Some of the confusion was over which level of government has the ability to allocate vaccines to each county. Orange County Health Director Quintana Stewart recently spoke with 97.9 The Hill. She said that the vaccine allocation starts at the federal level. Until the federal government increases allocations for North Carolina as a whole, smaller counties in North Carolina, like Orange County, will receive fewer or no vaccine allocations.
It was not just Orange County that went multiple weeks with no allocation, but several counties, local health departments, and hospitals received very little or no allocation for multiple weeks.
Many of the vaccine allocations were diverted to some of the mega mass vaccination centers across the state. The lack of first dose allotment does not affect or delay second vaccines for community members who have received their first shot. To address the shortage locally, Stewart said Dr. Mandy Cohen of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reached out about inconsistent shipments of doses.
They were very transparent and they reached out to all the counties to explain what happened and why it happened that way.
North Carolina now gives each county a base allocation of vaccine doses based on population. Allocation is spread through all vaccine providers in the county, not just the local health department.
So for us at the health department, our base allocation now is 200 first doses each week for at least the next 3 weeks.
UNC Health, one of the larger vaccine providers in North Carolina, will receive more than 13,000 first doses this week of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. About 6,000 of those doses will be administered at the vaccination clinics in Orange County at UNC Medical Center, Hillsborough Campus, and the Friday Center. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.
In crime news, a Hillsborough man was arrested on Friday after a high-speed chase on Route 70. 32-year-old Cameron Horn was wanted in connection with an auto theft. Sheriff's deputies say they spotted him driving the stolen vehicle and tried to pull him over, but he took off at a high rate of speed, direct quote, and drove for 2 miles before losing control and crashing. Horn is now in the hospital, but when he's out, he'll be facing 5 separate charges. Over to Raleigh, where Governor Roy Cooper last week called for lawmakers to pull $695 million from the state's $4 billion general fund to address immediate needs for COVID recovery. Among other things, the governor is calling for one-time bonuses for teachers and staff in K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. He had this to say last week as part of a weekly briefing.
In the last year, our teachers and school staff, along with community college and university workers, have gone above and beyond. Teachers have always been our heroes, But throughout this pandemic, they have underscored their courage and commitment to educating our children. And bus drivers are getting up early and taking meals to families and kids to schools. Custodians are working hard to keep classrooms clean and sanitizing. I'm proposing one-time bonuses of $2,500 for teachers and principals, $1,500 for school personnel in public K through 12 schools, and $2,000 for workers in our community colleges and universities. These are the only state employees who did not get raises the last 2 years. And we need this boost to help keep them on board and reward their hard work.
That's Governor Roy Cooper speaking there. Also in Raleigh, the North Carolina NAACP held its annual HK on J rally over the weekend, a motorcade this year instead of the usual march to preserve social distance amidst the pandemic. There was also a local motorcade in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, that one hosted by the Chapel Hill-Carrboro NAACP, and you can see photos of that event on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by CIMG Residential Mortgage. Big weekend for Tar Heel sports, and we'll begin with Tar Heel men's basketball. They wrote a career-high 25 points from Caleb Love to a 91-87 win over Duke on Saturday, 97-9. The Hill's Avery Trendle with more.
Shooting just 30% on the season, entering his first taste of the nation's biggest rivalry, Love picked the right night to show why he was one of the top recruits in the country just a few short months ago. The St. Louis native, who was coached by former Duke star Jason Tatum's father in high school, made 9 of his 16 shots against the Blue Devils in a game played at a breakneck pace up and down the floor. This includes a 4-for-5 mark from three-point range, part of an incredible team effort that saw the Tar Heels convert on 10 of their 15 total shots from deep. Love's tenacious defense on the perimeter also helped UNC score a whopping 29 points off of 15 Duke turnovers. The only stain on his performance was having 5 turnovers of his own and a pair of defensive miscues, something head coach Roy Williams made sure to mention afterwards.
I don't think Caleb would play the best game he can play by any means. He played the best game that he's played since he got to North Carolina. But I think he can be a great player, and I think he was big for us tonight. You cannot have those kind of mistakes, though, guys.
A total of 6 Tar Heels ended the game in double figures as the team set a new season high in points just 4 days after setting a new season low in a loss to Clemson. Sophomore forward Armando Bacot had 16 points, while Kerwin Walton, Garrison Brooks, and Leaky Black each finished with 12. Daron Sharp also had 11 points and was the 3rd Tar Heel big man to score in double figures. It was Love who stole the show, however, hitting a number of timely shots down the stretch to keep Duke from ever taking the lead in the second half.
Yeah, I was in that zone. Just going in the game, I just knew I had to be a big part of my team getting this win. Just controlling the traffic and just doing a lot of those things that point guards do. It's, like I said, it's been a long season for me, up and down, but it's been great making these shots.
With the loss, Duke fell to 7-7 on the year and remains in serious danger of missing the NCAA tournament. The Tar Heels held on to their spot in 5th place in the ACC standings as they continue their fight to be included in this year's Big Dance. It was only fitting that a night after UNC's 2 most recent freshman point guard stars, Kobe White and Cole Anthony, faced off against each other in the NBA, its current point guard did everything he could to try and fill those shoes, delivering a primetime showing and a victory against the Tar Heels' most storied rival.
It was a big one, just having this be one of the biggest rivalries in college basketball, if not the best. Just coming in, we knew we had to bring our own energy. There's no fans, but it felt like fans because just how hard we were playing and how into the game we were.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.
Carolina's back on the court tonight, hosting Miami at 7. We've got it all for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, beginning at 5:30 with Countdown to Tip-Off. That was just the beginning, though. Carolina women's basketball also got a huge win, snapping a 3-game losing streak on Sunday with a 76-69 upset of 4th-ranked NC State. Freshman Alyssa Usby had 20 points and 12 boards to lead the way as Carolina beat a top 10 NC State team for the 3rd time in as many years. Senior Janelle Bailey got an individual honor over the weekend, too. She was named as one of 10 finalists for the Lisa Leslie Award, which goes to the nation's top center. UNC women's next game was going to be this Thursday against BC. That game has been postponed. postponed, though, because of COVID issues in the BC program. So instead, the Tar Heels' next game will be Sunday at Pitt. UNC women's tennis came from behind on Sunday to beat third-ranked Texas 4-3 and win the ITA National Team Indoor Championship for the second straight year and the fifth time in the last nine seasons. Elizabeth Scotty clinched the win. She was down 6-4 for love, but came all the way back from that for a three-set win. UNC men's lacrosse also got a big win, 24-13 in their season opener over Denver. Chris Gray leading the way with six goals, and those 24 goals are the most that Denver has ever allowed in a single game. UNC wrestling also got back on the winning track with a pair of victories over Lehigh and 15th-ranked Pitt. And finally, in the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes also got a win on Sunday, 6-5 over Columbus. Canes and the Blue Jackets back in action tonight in Columbus. Face-off time at 7 p.m.